As president, Saddam had modeled himself partially on Joseph Stalin. Both were peasant outsiders who, with exceptional ruthlessness, had made their way to the top. Saddam imitated Stalin's style of propaganda, promoting images of himself smiling and enriching the Iraqi people. A benevolent uncle. He even grew a similar mustache. Like Stalin, he also raised vast numbers of statues to himself. Many Islamic traditions ban the representation of human figures, particularly religious figures. In terms of Iraqi history, though, Islam is a relatively recent arrival. Mesopotamia, as the region was once known, has ancient and glorious traditions of art, including statuary, stretching back thousands of years. Representations of figures are deeply embedded in Mesopotamian culture. There could be no ban on them. Under Saddam's rule, it was possible, even necessary, to make images of him. All schools, public buildings, and businesses had to display his portrait. Saddam's iconography was a distinct blend of military swagger and historical references. Some of his equestrian statues depicted him with sword drawn, pointed in the direction of Jerusalem. His rearing horse was flanked by rockets. He was occasionally sculpted wearing the Dome of the Rock on his head, the Islamic shrine refashioned as a helmet. His images used costumes and props to link him to Hammurabi, the Babylonian lawgiver, Nebuchadnezzar, enslaver of the Jewish people, various caliphs, Salah ad-Din, the defeater of Christian crusaders, who, like Saddam, had been born in Tikrit, and even Muhammad himself. The essence of all these historical figures was supposedly distilled down into Saddam, uniting the Iraqi people and Mesopotamian history, reaching out across the whole Middle East.